I begin today by acknowledging the Wurundjeri, Woi Wurrung and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation, where we have recorded the Kata Project. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present and future. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
I would also like to acknowledge my own elders, my mother especially, who has spent hours telling me the stories that I am sharing. To the elders of my culture who have passed down these katas through generations so that we may have our traditions and values as our compass. Namaskaram and welcome to the Katha Project. Today, we will start on the exciting journey of hearing about the 10 avatars or incarnations of Lord Vishnu. When Lord Brahma, the creator, made the universe, including all the planets and stars and animals, and even you and me, Lord Vishnu promised that whenever there was any trouble throughout the universe, he would take the necessary form and protect the creation from any harm. Shh, don't tell anyone, but Lord Vishnu is like a superhero. Whenever there's evil around, he doesn't just put on a cape, he changes his entire body to come and save the world. He has become a fish as Matsya, a tortoise as Kurma, a boar as Varaha, a lion as Narasimha, a dwarf as Vamana, a Brahmin warrior as Parasurama, a mighty prince as Sri Ram, a cheeky cowherd as Krishna, a kind teacher as Buddha, and it's said he is yet to come as a brave man on a white horse as Kalki. The stories of the Dashavatar can be found in many of the Puranas or books in our Hindu culture. Some of these are the Agni Purana, Padma Purana, Garuda Purana, Narada Purana, and Bhagavad Purana, just to name a few. Today, we will start with the story of Matsya Avatar. To all the adults listening, you may hear similarities between the katha we are about to tell and the story of Noah's Ark from the Bible. This tells me that historically, there was a very significant natural event that was experienced and documented by not just one culture, but multiple. This goes back to my belief that our scriptures, and for that matter all religious books, are not mythologies, but in fact a version of history passed down over thousands of years. Enjoy listening! Lord Brahma is the creator of the universe, and also the keeper of the four Vedas. The Vedas are some of the oldest books in the Hindu culture, and contain a lot of knowledge and wisdom. The four Vedas are Sama, Yajur, Rig and Atharva. One day, when Lord Brahma was having a lovely nap, he didn't notice Hayagriva, a very naughty demon that looked like a horse, coming quietly close to him. When Hayagriva realized that Lord Brahma was fast asleep, he stole the four Vedas because he didn't want anyone else to have the special knowledge that they held. The Asura, or demon, ran as fast as he could and jumped into the ocean and swam deep down inside it, hoping that no one would find him. Lord Vishnu saw what had happened and knew that he had to help his friend, Lord Brahma. He decided that he would take an avatar to save the Vedas. He also decided that he would take the help of his devotee, King Satyavrata. As he always did, King Satyavrata was doing his morning prayers and taking his bath in the river near his palace. As he scooped up some water, he was surprised to see a little fish in his hand. The king was about to put the fish safely back into the water when the little fish spoke to him. It said, "My dear king, please take me home with you and don't put me back in this river, because the other bigger animals may eat me." So King Satyavrata took this little fish into his kamandalam, or small water pot, back with him to the palace. The next morning, when the king checked on the fish, he saw that it had grown and could hardly move around in his little kamandalam. The king took the fish and put him into a bigger pot. The next day, when the king checked on the fish, he had grown again and could barely make a splash in the big pot. The king carried the fish and put him into the palace pond. Once again, when the king saw the fish the next day, the fish had almost outgrown the pond. The king was amazed and he lifted the now enormous fish to the ocean. As the king placed the fish into the ocean, he had a sudden realization that this is no ordinary fish. It had to be Lord Vishnu himself. King Satyavrata said, "Mighty fish, you aren't really just a fish, are you? You must be Lord Vishnu." In that moment, the fish smiled and said, "Yes, Satyavrata, I am Lord Vishnu, and I have taken the Matsya avatar for two reasons. Firstly, I am here on earth to save the Vedas that have been stolen by an asura called Hayagriva. Secondly, I must warn you that in 1 week there will be a mighty flood that will take over the entire earth. It is your duty to build a boat and take as many herbs, plants, animals, the Saptarishis, and as many people that can fit in this boat." Lord Vishnu promised Satyavrata that he would keep the boat afloat as Matsya. The Saptarishis are the 7 main rishis that had learnt the knowledge in the Vedas. So King Satyavrata built a huge boat, enough to hold thousands of animals from the tiniest ant to the biggest elephant. He built enough space to keep flowers, special herbs, and hundreds of trees. The boat was so big that the 7 rishis and thousands more people would be safe during the flood. Can you even imagine how big that boat was? As expected, the storms came and the entire earth started flooding with water everywhere. King Satyavrata and everyone and everything on the boat felt it rocking and swaying with the mighty waves of the water. Lord Vishnu, as Matsya the fish, kept the boat afloat and ensured that it didn't topple over. Finally, after many days, when the storm passed, Lord Vishnu took the boat safely to shore. But Matsya Avatar's job was not yet finished. Lord Vishnu dived back in the ocean in search of the Asura Hayagriva to get the Vedas back from him. He found the demon hiding in the deepest, darkest corner of the ocean and ordered that the Asura return the Vedas. Hayagriva put up a fight, but Lord Vishnu is like a superhero, remember? None can match his strength. He easily defeated the Asura and safely took the Vedas back to Lord Brahma. Today, we heard the first story in the Dasavataram series. Next time, we will hear the story of the Kurma Avatar, when Lord Vishnu came as a tortoise. Please do follow me on Instagram at The Katha Project as I share in-depth meanings of certain words that are used in the stories. Thank you for listening. Namaskaram.